Matthew 28, starting in verse 16, it sounds like this. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." What's this called again? Great Commission. Matthew. Great Commission. What's commission? Somebody? Anybody? Yeah, to have somebody do something, to give them the commission. Send them on a mission to have them go do something. So the Great Commission is this. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Who's me? Jesus. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Here's the deal with the Great Commission. It starts out, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. What does that have to do with anything? Somebody tell me. What? What? To go and make disciples? Yeah, but what is Jesus starts? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, okay. Jesus starts it off. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Why does he start it off that way? Anybody have any ideas? It is a great introductory line. And Jesus sat around saying, "Man, what great introductory line can I give to this?" But why is it a great introductory line? It does. Shows authority. Where did he get that authority? And by what means? How did he get that authority? It was given to him. Why was it given to him? What just happened right before this part?
The resurrection.
Good. So he's saying, I have conquered death. I've conquered sin. And now God has given me all authority on heaven and earth. And he's saying, I want you to be a part of that. And so he says, go. What do you think of when you hear the word go? Just not in this context, just anytime. Leave. What? Oh, did you say Saul go? Go. It's an action, right? It means just go, get, scat, get.
On your mark, get set, go.
It means just go. Just move somewhere else and go do something else. Go. And so he's saying, I have all this authority that has been given to me because of the resurrection. And I want you to be a part of it. But in order to be a part of it, you got to go. You got to go. You got to take some action. You got to do something. What does he want us to do? No. He wants us to go and make disciples. Anybody know what that means? Go and make disciples? Nobody knows what that means? Yeah. Spread the word and make the religion worldwide? Yeah. What else? Disciples? What does it mean to go make disciples? Yeah.
Train people to make them go out and train other people. Not
just. Yeah. Training people so that they could also go make disciples? Train people? Is that a hand? No? What else? Alright, that's good, that's good. So the Great Commission is go make disciples. What has to happen before you can do that? You have to teach. Yeah, but what about this? Okay. All right, let's go back 1 second. Because this is the Great Commission, right? It's Jesus on a hill just after he's resurrected. He's talking to the 12 apostles, and he's saying, go make disciples of all nations. Now, is it possible for those 12 disciples to go to every single country in the world, all over the world, to make disciples? No. So So why does he tell them, go make disciples all over all the world? If he's just, you know, why do you say that if they can't do it? Yeah. So does that mean that, you know, if they all go make, you know, two disciples, what about those two disciples? Are they supposed to do this too? And so what about the disciples that they make? And what about the disciples that they make? And then them? And then them? And then all the way it gets to us, right? What about us? Oh, we're supposed to do it too. Okay, cool. So I actually knew that before. I acted surprised, but I knew the whole time. So, but before we can go make disciples, what do we got to do? What has to happen? Good. What? We got to be disciples. So before we can go make disciples, we got to be disciples. What does that look like? Before we can go make disciples, we got to be disciples. What does that mean for us to be disciples? Somebody throw out an idea. It doesn't even have to be right. Confess Christ our Lord and Savior. Good. What else?
Be baptized.
Good. You don't have to be baptized, but strongly encouraged. Also like wiping after taking a dump. I'm just bringing it all together. Tying it all loose ends. What else? The generic Holy Spirit. Not anything about it, just Holy Spirit. Yes. I just want you guys to know, because you didn't like my game and you decided not to participate, I'm making you participate in this part. That's what's going on here. Disciples. All right. Anybody watch The Apprentice? I've never once seen it. You see it? You like it? All right. Have you seen it? Nobody else has seen it? You seen it? You seen it? Has anybody seen it? Maybe not watch it faithfully, but seen The Apprentice. Half of one episode. I've seen none of it. But what is that show about? Donald Trump and his awesome hair. What else? You're fired, right? Fired from what? Yeah, okay, we got a resident expert here. Go ahead, tell us what it's all about. It's about making money. How? What's that? Investing. So, working a job and making money. Why is it called The Apprentice? What does that mean, being apprentice to Donald Trump?
It means that Donald Trump has all the authority in that TV show has been given to
him. Genius, Savage. Genius. Did you guys hear him over here? He said he read this out of the Bible, apparently, because he was looking at his Bible and he said, all authority has been given to Donald Trump and the TV show has been given to him. Man, that was brilliant. So the Great Commission is kind of like The Apprentice, and Jesus is kind of like Donald Trump. Is that what you're saying? It kind of works. It kind of works. What is an apprentice? What? What? Somebody? Anybody know what an apprentice is? Kind of, but not really. Yeah. Yeah. It's someone who learns a trade from someone else. How do they learn it from someone else?
They follow them around.
Right. Right. It's following somebody around and learning a trade from them, right? Being a disciple is kind of like being an apprentice. Like Timothy and Paul, right? It's kind of like that. Right? Right? Yes? No? Okay. So an apprentice is someone who follows someone around in order to learn a trade. How is that like being a disciple? Connect the dots for me. Yeah. As a Christian, you're trying to learn to be like God, and so how do you do that? Follow God around. Try to be like Him? Yeah? How else? What's that? Follow around other disciples? Is that what you said? Good. Yeah. So, in order to make disciples, you have to be a disciple, right? And the way that you become a disciple is that you learn about Christianity, you learn about Christ, you learn about that story, and then you follow other people around that have been Christians, that know about Christ, right? That are living the Christian life. You follow them around and learn how they live the Christian life. And then you also kind of follow around God, which is kind of a funny concept. But what would that look like if you follow around God? How would you do that? Yeah. Pray to Him? Yeah. What else? Yeah. What's that? Read the Bible? Anything else? Lead a godly life. Thank you for the generic answer. True. Kind of. What does living a godly life mean? I know what reading the Bible means, and I know what praying means. Obeying His commandments? Whoa, right out of the passage we're in. Nice. What else? And doing what it says. Nice. All right. So, in order to make disciples, you got to be a disciple, right? In order to be a disciple, you got to hear the story, you got to learn the story, you got to learn about Christianity, and then you got to follow God around, which includes all these things, praying, reading the Bible, and following what it does, obeying God's commandments. And you also got to follow other disciples around, people who can disciple you. And then, once you're kind of involved in all that, it's not a process that, oh, it's done. I don't need to follow people around. I don't need to learn from other Christians anymore. I don't need to learn from God anymore. It's a continual process throughout your life. But once you're kind of in the process of all those things, then what can you do? What? Right. Make disciples of other people. Here's kind of the hard part about this passage. Is that if you're in here today and you call yourself a Christian, it doesn't matter what your gifts are, it doesn't matter what your talents are, it doesn't matter what your passions are, but if you're in here and you call yourself a Christian, sorry, kick your aunt, then you're supposed to be making disciples. And that's kind of a hard thing, right? Because it's hard to talk about God with your friends. It's hard to talk about God with strangers. Sometimes even hard to talk about God with Christians. But if you're in here and you call yourself a Christian, then you're supposed to be making disciples. How can we do that? Somebody help me out. It's tough, so we got to kind of like think together, right? Let's just kind of brainstorm here a little bit, put our heads together. If we don't do it figuratively, then I'm going to have us all put our heads together literally, and that'll just be a mess. So, yeah.
Convince people
to follow us around. That's exactly right. Kind of, but not really. But I like it. Yeah. Demonstrate God's love to others through our actions. Good. What are some ways we can do that? What's that? Love your enemies. That's huge, right? I don't know if any of you guys are in a situation where there's people who don't like you or don't get along with you for some reason. Any reason or no reason. But a good way to love somebody is to love them when they don't deserve it. When, you know, they like you or they don't like you for a good reason or a bad reason, whatever. But to love them anyways, and that's huge. I don't know if you've ever not liked somebody, but then they were just, like, really nice to you. That bothers me so bad. Does that bother anybody else? That bothers me so bad. And so much. And bad. But, yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. When somebody you don't like is nice to you, it's just annoying. In a good way, right? In a Jesus way. How else can we make disciples together? You know, at your school or in your neighborhood. Yeah.
We don't necessarily have to, say, read the Bible, okay? If you're a role model, you kind of show love to everyone. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge. He said be a role model. What's another word for role model? What? Yeah, a discipler, you know? If you're being a role model for someone, you're being a discipler for someone. Or they're being your apprentice without the actual title. How else? How can we make disciples? I haven't heard a really obvious answer. Be a disciple, which is huge, right? Also part of the role model, ties in there. Tell people about God. Thank you for another generic answer. I like that. What? No, I want specific answers. Let's do it. Yeah. Through our works? Like what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring friends to church. Yeah, yeah. Putting other people, serving people, that's huge too. It's very big. What else? Anything else? Pray for people. Wow, that's big. Anything else? How do you make disciples? Does anyone have any stories of how they kind of helped make a disciple? Or have been discipled by someone? Well, if I got an opportunity for you then, I'm glad nobody raised their hand. Something that we're going to start doing, and I talked to some of you guys already, and some of you I haven't talked to yet, but something that we're going to be doing is going right along with that, about making disciples and being discipled by someone. Is that there's a bunch of adults in this church that care about you guys and care about God and who really want to kind of try to put those things together. And so there's a lot of people in this church who have started expressing interest. Hey, you know, we want to disciple somebody. And so I've got together with like Judy Herminghaus, who's the women's pastor, and a couple other people, and we've gotten together and we've kind of talked about this and said, you know, it'd be kind of cool if any of you guys want to be discipled by someone to help pair you guys up with just an adult here who, you know, who's kind of been there already, who's kind of gone through a lot of things that either you're going through now or you will go through. And in order to just kind of be discipled, that way you can kind of follow them around, so to speak, and learn from them. And that's kind of half the thing. That's kind of the being a disciple and learning the learning part and the following someone around part. But there's also another part that we want to probably do with you guys, and it includes the making disciples part, which I think is really cool. And that's having you guys paired up to be mentor with a junior higher, which I think would be pretty sweet. I think I was talking to the senior girls on Wednesday, and you know, one of the things that I think about being a disciple for a junior higher, one of the cool things about it is that I think you guys would get at least as much out of it as they would. But you guys don't understand, junior hires look up to you guys, like, so much. You guys remember when you were in junior high and you remember the cool high schoolers, you know, and the cool high school pastor? Not? No? Okay. Cool. I wasn't here when you were in junior high then. Shut up. No, but seriously, junior hires look up to you guys so much, and they really are just easily influenced by you guys, and that's why, you know, it's big. And when, you know, when you guys or someone in high school does a lot of bad things, junior hires see that, they kind of imitate that. But the same thing works the other way. When you do good things, you know, they kind of imitate that too. And so what we want to do is try to start making this almost chain of making disciples, of mentoring, and have you guys be discipled by someone. This is something different from small groups. This is just a one-on-one thing. Be discipled by an adult. Just have somebody who you can kind of go to and meet with, you know, once every other week or whatever it is, and learn about God and just talk about life and talk about, you know, how do you make decisions? How do you what do you do in whatever situation that you're in? And then also passing that on, because you guys, you know, while you guys aren't, you know, haven't been Christians for like 40 years and have been through all kinds of life circumstances, you guys do have a lot to offer. You have a lot to offer junior hires, and you have a lot to offer, you know, the adults here in this church. And in order to do that, we kind of want to set this thing up. So it's something that's going to be coming up fairly soon, and it'll be, you know, it'll be open. It's optional. It's not required for anybody. And so we want you guys to do it because we think it's important to have somebody to mentor you and for you guys to be mentors to junior hires. So that's one practical way that we can apply this passage. I think, you know, last week we talked about baptism, and today in church we're doing baptisms. There's a bunch of people getting baptized in the second service today. I think like 17 or 18 people, and Sam's one of them. He's getting baptized in the second service. And so, you know, that was a good way to apply it last week's talk. And a good way to apply this week's talk is to either, you know, jump on board on this mentorship, or, you know, think about, what does it mean for me to make disciples at my school or in my neighborhood or with my friends? What does that mean? How can I do that practically? Any other thoughts on that at all? Discipleship, make disciples, questions at all? Cool. We'll pray, and we have some announcements, and then we'll turn you loose. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word, God, and thank you for this passage that encourages us to be disciples and go make disciples. God, we pray that as we live our lives, that you would show us what that means for us and at school and at in our neighborhoods and here at church also, God. And God, we pray that you would really speak to us and show us how we can be discipled by other people, and show us how we can be disciples also. God, I want to pray for this service that's coming up, and just thank you for so many people who have decided they want to get baptized and to be kind of publicly initiated kind of into your body, God. And We just pray your blessing on that time. Thank you just for your willingness to accept us into your family, God. And, we just ask that you would bless that service. And God, be with us this week. And I pray that you would do something amazing in each and every one of our lives this week, God. Show us yourself in a big and amazing way. And God, I also pray that you would use us in a big way. Do something through us this week in a really big way. And thank you for your love for us. And praise in Jesus' name. Amen.